Welcome to Redefining the Good Life, the podcast that calls BS on the rat race of modern life and helps you finally have the courage to go after your dreams. I'm your host, Ayşen Karaduman, aka The Omnivorist. I'm a life coach and functional nutritional therapy practitioner. Using a blend of mindset tools and ancestral nutrition, as well as understanding just what it means to be human today, I'm here to help you change the trajectory of your life. Another future is possible, my friend. Welcome on board. Hey, friends. Today I have a super fun treat for you. But before we get to that, you know, we just finished my free challenge, Regret Proof Your Life, and it was once again so powerful. As I always say, taking the time to ask yourself, you know, interesting questions about your life and then listening intently for the answers can be such a profound experience, such a profound exercise. But of course, I often talk about listening to your inner voice. And the reason I talk about that so much is because there's so much opposition, right? That it's so easy to not hear that voice or to somehow ignore it. And sometimes we do this for many, many years. And so even when we do this exercise intentionally, you know, even though you might catch a little glimpse of something, a feeling, a vision, some kind of warmth, you know, when you think about what you want, and then immediately your brain will jump in with all the reasons why that's not possible. And this is why I also offer live coaching calls during these challenges, so that, you know, we can actually get to work around reconciling those different parts of your brain. Because the reason you don't usually hit the goals that you set yourself is not because you're somehow broken, really undisciplined and, you know, all over the place, and you're really bad at time management and blah, 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 all that stuff. It's not about that. It's because you are failing to align all of the parts of your brain so that you are fully on board to go where it is that you want to go. So anyway, if you haven't joined us this time around, I highly recommend that you do so next time. And make sure that, of course, you're on my email list so that you are the first to get notified. And you can sign up for that at theomnivorist.com/newsletter. And I will, of course, put that link in the show notes for you as well. So back to today's program. Now, what I have for you today is is a really fun conversation. This is actually a testimonial from my dear client, Nazlı, with whom I finished a 6-month package earlier this year. And now, you know, I often talk to you about the impact of coaching, but there is nothing like hearing it from the actual mouth of someone who's recently done the work and who has really started to change the quality of her life in a big way. And basically, our work helped her say no to relationships that no longer serve her, or, you know, it helped her stop judging herself so much and even realizing that she always has a choice in every situation in terms of what to think, how to feel, and how to speak to herself. And just realizing that, you know, that she had a choice was already mind-blowing for her, as you will hear as well. Now, this conversation, I had not meant to publish this as a podcast, so I'm just kind of rattling off the questions to her. But as I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And also, she's so hilarious. Now, Nazlı also happens to be my cousin, and she's a very, like, sharp and, you know, smart and funny person. And I thought that you should, you really should get the, you know, the full extent of the treat. So this is why I'm including that today. And Nazlı is a high school Spanish teacher in Florida. And yeah, now I will let her take it from here. And also, if you would like to have what she's having, really, what are you waiting for? I have to say, again, once after even like listening to this conversation once again, living a life free from the mental shackles is priceless. So get in touch and let's get going. The rest of your life is waiting, my friend.
What made you decide it was time to take action and transform your health and transform your life? How were you feeling before starting working together?
I remember I was telling you I was feeling stuck. And you're like, why are you choosing to be stuck? And I'm like, huh? And I'm like, I don't want to be stuck.
It's a choice?
Yeah. Right? It all started there where I felt like just stuck. And I felt like I wasn't moving forward. And I was unhappy with where I was at. Yeah, like I didn't know that I had the choice to unstick my, like get unstuck. Like it was, I got stuck. Like that was like, whoa. But I needed a guide through the wilderness where we think it's a scary place, but really it doesn't have to be.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a scary place. I love this.
And like knowing that there are going to be scary moments and it's okay. Like,
yes.
And knowing that there's gonna, like right now, I'm feeling unpleasant feelings, and I'm asking my and I'm applying the model. Like, where is this? Why am I feeling this way?
What am I thinking? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What am I thinking? And I'm like, I was just disappointed, right? Because things didn't go the way I wanted them to go, and I'm like, I'm just sitting with that for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because that's really what maturity is all about, right? That's what gives you like that groundedness before you react. Because usually we react when we're just uncomfortable with our feelings, when we can't even feel them. Whereas, you know, when you can sit with it, you become so much more invincible in a way.
You know?
You can feel anything.
Yeah. And if I'm, it's like what you and Brooke Castillo are saying, like, if I allow myself to feel this worst part, like,
you won't be afraid of anything.
Yeah. Everything else is like, okay, this is the worst right now, but it's really not the worst, but it feels pretty shitty. But
yeah, but like it makes you resilient, right? Because you're not afraid of life.
Yeah.
Because you know the worst that can happen is a feeling, and you know why that feeling is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It just demystifies life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess there are different styles of coaching and life coaching. Mm-hmm. And what I do like about yours, Aisha, like you, everything you were saying and putting out there. Mm-hmm. And sharing was right in alignment with what I had been reading and studying on also. Mm-hmm. And then when you were offering coaching, I was like, oh, okay, let's see what this is about. You know, let's see what this is like. I don't need coaching. Like I get coached. I do my own stuff, right? Like I don't need to pay for that.
Right.
Like, what do I need a coach for? Like, what is that? And I didn't, like you said, your future self is going to thank me for that. And it was scary jumping in, you know? Is this large chunk of money going to be like
worth it? Yeah.
Might get results out of this, you know? And you said, you know, it is what you put into it, what I put into it and what I do, because I have to do the work. I have to be willing to do the work. So it's like really picking myself to show up for myself. I'm just kind of blindly taking your word for it, but realizing
like you're taking the leap of faith. Like I'm telling you, like, this is something you can believe in without seeing it first. And then we close the gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that whole, that mindset of abundance, all of that is huge to know that like, I can create more of this. Like it's dynamic, right? It's not static. Like I can create more of this abundance and to get what I want, and I don't have to be stuck. So I was only thinking like, I can only make, like I was making this amount, right? Like, and I was set on like only my vision was only on this.
You've been salaried for many years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This tunnel vision of like, this is all I can make. I have a cap. Like I can't make more.
Yeah.
Unless I get a second job doing this or that or whatever, but like,
yes,
like holding on to my peanuts, as I like to say for some reason, knowing that there's almonds and walnuts and pecans out there and macadamia nuts. There's all kinds of nuts. Like just giving up those peanuts for the abundance of everything that's out there. And just, there's so much out there. Letting go of that limiting belief of how much I can make, actually.
Like even the thought, like from going, I can only make X amount. That's your old thought. And now you're like, there's so much out there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
and so many possible, it's so many
possibilities.
Yeah.
And so today you're actually considering maybe building your own business, developing your own business.
Oh, yeah. And then like even getting more coaching when, like, I know that this is just the six months with you is just like the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, like I know that there can be more mm-hmm. To come, but I do want this time to, like, even though it's like an hour of my time a week, for me is so transformative. Like, what I love about coaching is that I never would have been able to do this by myself. And there's no way, because there's no way, no one else is calling bullshit on things that I'm saying. No one. Either people are too afraid or, you know, or I might take offense or whatever, where I know that, like, what you said to me, I was like, well, Aisha, I don't like you yelling at me. And you're like, honey, you're paying me for this. I'm like, I'm paying for abuse. Not even abuse, but you know, I'm paying you to call me out on my bullshit. Like, you're like, my BS radar. Yeah,
it's because your future self hired me to big slap you.
And like, get me out of that space that was keeping me stuck, that mind space that was just keeping me split, because our brains don't like change. Our brains would rather do something on autopilot and next, right? And so, yeah, there's no way I could have gone this alone. No way. Looking back, you know, like how I've come in 6 months, how far I've come in 6 months. And so now the abundance, how money is just like coming into my account. Aishin, I'm telling you, like, I mean, I did my taxes and I got some money, and I did like the money that I had set aside for certain things in my house and, you know, for the coaching, you know, it went there first. That was a priority. And then now I want a new refrigerator. Like, and I want a nice refrigerator that's like going to be amazing, because since I cook a lot more from home now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Paint me like the picture of like what your life was really like an everyday.
Oh yeah. Like, no energy. I'd wake up feeling like I hadn't slept at all. Like mm-hmm. I wanted to sleep more. And I do have a GOT certified organic mattress. So it wasn't that, if people want to say anything about, you know, oh, it's your mattress. and I thought I was eating healthy, you know, but there's so much misinformation out there. It's hard to know what, you know, what sources to trust anymore. You really don't know. I mean, you really, and as educated and smart as I am, and I have my degree in nutrition there, I was like, with, you know, who to believe?
Confused. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so confused, stuck, depressed. I realized I was depressed, but I think I was depressed.
How did that show up?
No energy and confused, right? Like I didn't know, and overwhelmed. I was addicted to these energy drinks, coffee. I had gastrointestinal problems, you know, the diarrhea. Yeah. My eczema is like completely gone. I don't know if you can see that. I had eczema real bad in the back of my head. Allergies real bad. And then, you know, in the afternoon, I'd take naps. Sometimes during lunch, I'd take a nap. It was because I wasn't getting enough protein in the morning. I mean, it's
just something as simple as that.
Breakfast. Like, yeah. And I still do it to this day. And I'm still thankful. And I still give thanks for you, Aisha. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm making great breakfast. Like this morning I made a zucchini, potato, red onion, like in the iron skillet, put in the oven. And then I made eggs and sausage. Let's go with that.
There you go. How were you feeling regarding your life in general?
Like I know I wanted a change. I know I wanted a change.
And why?
Because I wasn't happy with where my life's trajectory seemed to be going.
You weren't. Then, yeah, I wasn't happy with your trajectory.
And I didn't know I had. I mean, like I had books on like the powers within you. You know, all this stuff, which are great books. Don't get me wrong; like they're awesome. It's just different when you have someone coaching you and really helping you. Like listening, like you listen and you're like, oh yeah, that thought, you're gaslighting yourself. Like no one's ever said that to me. Yeah. No one's ever said, oh, you're being a bully on yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. So those kinds of like, wow, I am, holy shit. Like I am not showing up for myself. I am being mean to myself. Like I'm doing it to other people. Obviously if I'm doing it to myself, I'm doing that to other people.
Cause you've been in it for so long that you don't realize it as being a thing, a choice even. Yeah.
And I'm not perfect at it. Right. Like I'm still like, I still do it, but I'm aware that I'm doing it. Yeah. This is the difference. Right. So like with coaching, I've become aware that I do that stuff. And then I have to stop myself and say, okay, I'm not going to think like that anymore. I'm not going to do that. That's not helping.
You don't talk to us like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I did it this weekend, like when the vacation didn't go so well, I was beating myself up about it. I was beating myself up and I was aware that I was doing it.
Yeah.
But I was like, Nazi, you can't do this. Like, stop. It's okay. Like, why are you beating yourself up? Like, so I had to have this like internal dialogue with myself. Like,
yes.
Why are you doing this? Like, but coming from a place of compassion with that brain that is.
Right. Like, of course you're going to go there. That's what you've been doing for all your life. But now let's do this. So internal dialogue is there now. Like it's better now. It's
I'm aware.
It's more constructive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so those feelings, like you said, aren't going to go away. And that's not the point of coaching, right? It's just to become aware and to give myself room and space to feel those feelings and go, this isn't who I am though. You know, it doesn't mean it does these thoughts.
And therefore you stay there even less, like, you know, it goes by, like you process it more quickly too.
Yeah. And allow myself that space and that compassion to feel those feelings and know that. And that, no, that's human. That's part of the human experience. And that's it. Like, it's that simple.
Yes. Love it.
And that's
love
what coaching, like, that's what this coaching has done. And I'm like, I feel like I've just like gotten to the airport with you. Like, this is an analogy. Okay, I'm going to take a trip. And you are like, you're like my guide for this trip. Right. And we're going into this. It's like a surprise trip somewhere. Right. No, I mean, I do want to have a direction. So the direction is freedom. What did I tell you originally? I said I wanted sustainable energy. That was the beginning, right? Those are my goals, which I do have now. And the sustainable peace, you know, this peace that I can find even in those turbulent times, right? So like hiring you the 6 months was like getting my bags packed and getting to the airport and checking in, you know, waiting for the flight and getting on the flight. Okay, so now I'm like on the flight, but we haven't really gone anywhere. Like knowing that we're going to go somewhere. So like the next stage of the trip is like actually flying to the destination.
I love it.
So, and that's why I know I still would like coaching because I didn't feel like completely done, you know, but I feel like it's a good place to like unpack things and get ready for that next bit of the journey.
Yeah, it's like the first package is where you realize like how much you need coaching in your life, right? And then you're like, oh wait, but now I have these places to go, those places to go, because now that my mind is free, I can imagine all this stuff for my future. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and know that the money was like that place of lack, right? And I did live in that place lack, and I go there sometimes though. I do. I catch myself like, oh, that meal, that breakfast was $54. What? For two people? That's insane.
Well, you can still think that though. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it doesn't mean that you have a bad money mindset. Like sometimes things are ridiculous and you might notice that. Or you might, but then you make a conscious decision in that moment. You might say, but that was damn good and it's an exceptional thing. So it's okay. You know?
It wasn't damn good. Overpriced. And I was like, well, you know what? It's okay. Because vacation. And
then you can be mad about that. I mean, if you're mad about that, that doesn't mean you don't have a abundant mindset. You know what I mean? That's okay.
Yeah.
That's totally okay. What was your biggest challenge and how did you overcome it?
A ton of them, but I guess my relationships to people that were toxic to me doesn't mean they were toxic to other people, but like for me, but it really wasn't about them. It was about me. So I finally listened to that episode on boundaries. And I was like, and I didn't think I needed to listen to it because I thought I had good, pretty good boundaries. But then I was like, wait, you know, letting people know what your boundary is. It's not being selfish. It's not. And it's also letting them off the hook. It's like, how do I word it? Like that, with that married guy, right? Like you're telling me, not telling him that you're not comfortable is not serving either one of you. You know, and you're like, it's kind of being selfish. Like you're not leaving him in the dark and playing him along. And at the same time, I'm making myself miserable because I'm not setting up that boundary. And it was so easy once I did it. And I'm like, all this weeks of like, ugh, of resentment, right? And I was the one causing, like, and I, and not blaming anyone is, oh, that was the hardest part, Aishin, is like, I didn't realize how much I judged myself and others. And I thought I was a non-judgmental person this whole time. I prided myself on being not judgmental. Like, I'm not going to judge you if you're bi, straight, poly, queer, whatever, you know what I mean? Or you're Christian, atheist, whatever. Like, I really didn't care what other people, like, I didn't judge people for that. But I judged
people. Because we think that's the only flavor of judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the biggest challenge was like not judging. That was like, we know it, but applying it, total different game. Like, and you don't know that you don't know until coaching. You've really helped me see that I was judging. And people can tell you all the time, you're judging, but they're not in it to coach. They're in it. They're saying it from a place of hurt or pain, where you are coming from a place of non-judgment to tell me that I'm judging myself and it's harmful. Right. And that's what did it. Like, I remember on our intro call, you're like, okay, you really spelled it out. And you're like, okay, this is a place of not judgment. There's no judgment here. There's no good or bad. We're not going to do that. And you said that, you set that up. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Easy. And then you caught me judging myself so many times and judging other things, other people. And I'm like, I feel like it took, let's just say a dozen times for me to finally get it. Right. And it was okay. Like from your place, you're like, it's okay. You finally get it now. Like, and it was like, bing, bing. That was huge for me, Aishin, to not judge it. And to be my own friend. Like you said, be your own best friend, show up, be your own best friend. And I constantly had to play that tape in my head. Right. So that's been the biggest challenge is being my, you know, it seems so easy to be your own best friend. That's been the huge challenge is, not even being aware that I was judging. And then like not judging that I was judging. So I guess that's the huge one, right? Is the not judging the judging. Like that's so, what do we call that? Counterintuitive.
That's like that's the meta level, right?
Yeah. And really being compassionate and really learning that compassion piece and applying it, like knowing, like, and that's so, it's like learning a language. Like you can know vocab and you can know grammar, right? You can do drills and exercises, but to apply it, that is where coaching's at. Coaching takes what you're reading and what you're learning in these little drills and it's applying it. Like coaching, you are forced, not forced, but like in a sense, right? You are applying this knowledge now and showing up for yourself. And it's like coaching for a sport. You know, I can read about basketball and I can watch the games and I can be the observer and do all that and know the game and know the rules. But if I'm not in it and getting coached, I'm just an observer. I'm not getting anything out of it.
So good.
Going at coaching alone is, it gets your choice. You know, someone can go at it alone. Right? They can go at it alone. But on the journey that you're taking alone, let's say you're in a nature park and you're taking a walk. Okay. I'm going to make an analogy to this and you're seeing all these sights. Yeah. And the smells and the sounds and the whole experience is 3D, you know, you're in it 4D, whatever. And you're trying to relate that to someone. Why not just bring that person along so they can see themselves? So it's like getting coached is with you. It just speeds up that process. Like I'm trying to explain to you the journey I took with pictures and video, and it doesn't give you everything. It doesn't give you the smells and the sounds and that whole experience, you know, coaching. That's what I say taking it alone is. And I'm grown, you know, I'm 45, done a ton of self-help and listening to Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and spiritual gurus, Louise Hay, and go to a spiritual church and therapy. I've been through years and years and years of therapy, where this coaching is, it's whatever I want it to be. And I can guide us where I want to go. And you're there to call me out on bullshit and to help me be my highest evolved self, how we're intrinsically, how we pretty much are born into this world. Like, you help me bring me back to that loving, compassionate being, you know, and then being aware and present without judgment is like huge.
And why is that hard to do alone?
Because I can't see and hear these subconscious talk of bullshit, like, because I've adopted it as my belief, right? And so I think it's right. And I think that what I'm saying is okay. Had no qualms with what I was thinking or saying.
It's really hard to get awareness when you're all alone.
Yeah. It is hard to get aware of your own thoughts unless you journal and do, like, you know, and I love journaling. Journaling is great. But if you've lived with it for so long, you're going to think it's a part of you and it's not something that needs to, you know, to be taken out and pulled out. Like, you know, you may have a garden full of pretty plants, you know, things you intentionally want to plant there. You may have a really pretty weed that flowers and you're like, oh, well, that's really pretty, but it's a weed and it's destroying your garden and it needs to be taken out. So that's what coaching does. Coaching helps weed, you know, take out those things that aren't intentionally there. You know, the coaching helps me create with intention and create thoughts and feelings with intention, but there's no judgment. So you're not judging what I want to create in my life. And you're not telling me it's good or bad. You're just helping me be okay with the thoughts that I'm and the actions that I'm doing
in order to get there.
Yeah.
If you had to name one thing that you love the most about our time together or your biggest takeaway, what was it and why?
Really valuing myself, putting like I matter. And putting myself first is not selfish. Definitely putting myself first makes me more available to serve others.
How has that shown up in your family life, in your work life, in your friendships?
So being able to talk about what my needs are, right? So just to give you a really recent example, a neighbor down the street, I love her to death. She's so sweet. She's Ecuadorian and was having a birthday party for her daughter and her husband. It was 80s themed and it was, you know, small, and I really wanted to go. But Aisha and we came back from that trip. You know, we got back late Friday night and I was just so tired and I had no energy. Like, I had and it's been gloomy and rainy and windy and cold. And I was like, I'm not in the mood to go to a party. And I knew that I was falling asleep on the couch. And I knew that if I had gone there, I would have been a party pooper and like brought down the party, you know? So I just told her, and she kept calling me, wanting me to come over and like, please come. Everyone's asking about you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling her, I'm like, me falta la energía. Like, I don't have the energy. Like, I lack the energy right now. I said, I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. I said, I would just come and lay on your couch. So that's like, I really did want to go, but I just didn't have it. I just didn't have it in me to go, you know?
And how does that contrast to what you may have done before?
I probably would have gone to make her happy. And had these feelings of resentment and probably put them on her instead of taking ownership for my decisions and actions and all that, you know?
And potentially wake up sick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe get other people sick. Like, you know, what may seem like a selfish act was really the best thing for everybody.
What did you think you would get versus what did you actually get?
That, so like the tangible things, even though they're not tangible, I definitely got those in the very beginning. The energy, taking ownership for what I'm putting into my mouth and body and all the beliefs around that. So I definitely got that at first. And I wasn't even expect, like, you're like, oh, now we get to, when we were done with the food and the eating stuff, you're like, now we get to get the fun stuff. And I'm like, really? This is fun already. There's more? So, like, I didn't even realize the potential for the intangible things like dreams and money and really the whole mindset with it. And so that's why, I think that's why I picked you, right? Is like, I think I just trust your judgment, you know, on things and your education and all the studying you've done. And just knowing what kind of student you are and were even from us as teenagers, you know, knowing that you, when you put Aishin, put your mind to something, like you're like devouring information, like you can't get enough. And like, it's just, and your quest for the truth on things is admirable, you know, and it's time that you put in that I'm shortcutting, picking your brain about things. You know, I don't have to go and do all those years and years and years of research when you've already done it, and you can kind of tailor it to me. You can tailor what you've learned to my needs. So that's another reason why I went with you, because it was a combination of the nutrition with the alignment that I think we have with spirit and universe and the universal laws at work, and knowing those, you know, it's like, you're not going to have fun in a game if you don't know the rules. And you're kind of like, here's the road. Like, these are the rules. These are the laws. Let's work within these and, you know, then have fun, having fun, choosing to have fun. The advice that you gave me, which was you show up, you do the work. No one else can do that for you. Like, you've got to do that. You've got to sleep, you know, put yourself to sleep. You've got to be cognizant of what's going in your body, thoughts, food, water, light, everything. And if your next potential client is willing to like take control of their own choices and their own thoughts, and like, and they're willing, that desire to want to be in control of their own sphere, their own planet, their own bodies, you know, and taking responsibility for that, that's my advice. Like, be willing to show up for yourself, be willing to do the work, and know that it's going to be hard, and that's okay. It's not going to kill you. So worth it in the end, like through the whole process. And there's going to be tough moments, and knowing that, and then you have a coach there, right there with you, you know, like that's another thing. Like, you're not going at it alone where you're feeling like a piece of shit. Like, you have someone there saying you're not a piece of shit. What you're thinking is bullshit, but your, it doesn't make you a piece of shit. So my big takeaway, my big, huge takeaway from all of this is how I'm showing up for myself, which equates to how I'm showing up at work for my students, and like how, like, and for my family, you know, my daughter and my grandbaby, and like who I'm becoming for them, and for them to see, you know, those results. That's been huge, right? How I can help others now, and I can help, you know, when they ask for it, because I'm not just going to volunteer help. I learned that that's not compassionate. So, but yeah, I guess like that is who I've become and who I am becoming. And I'm happy now. I'm like, I feel really good in my skin. You know, I feel really at peace with myself, and I love myself. I love being by myself, and I cherish that time. Like, I don't feel lonely, and I just feel, even though I'm like in a funk, right? You know, this weekend I've been in a funk. I know it'll pass. And yeah, I just feel really empowered.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Your interest and attention mean the world to me. If you'd like to continue the conversation, just hop on over to our Facebook group, Redefining the Good Life Community. See you in there.